good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bloomington. I want to thank Fire Hall for allowing us to have our meeting down here as we travel around the county in the summertime and try to be more accessible to the residents in different parts of the county that may not be able to get to Oakland for our meetings, to be able to talk to us. So appreciate you guys, small but mighty crowd here tonight. Appreciate you all coming out. If you would please stand with me for the pledge, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, precious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us, and Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come back to Bloomington. And Lord, we thank you for those that are here, and we just ask that you be with us and guide us and direct us in our meeting today. And Lord, we'll continue to praise you and glorify you for all that you do for us. We do all this in thy precious holy name. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. So the public meeting agenda for the Tuesday, July 5th meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners was posted. Mr. Nall, are there any additions, corrections, or changes to the meeting agenda?
Yes, sir, there is. We are going to add the approval of Project Open Space Projects.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Agenda is approved by mutual consent with the amendment for the Project Open Space Projects. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions or changes? Questions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Minutes approved by mutual consent. So the first item on the agenda will actually be the amended part, which is the Project Open Space allocations. Project Open Space, a state program that gives money to counties to distribute to communities for outdoor recreation purposes, typically parks in our county. This year we had a record almost $500,000, $466,599. 17 projects were submitted, and we were able to, if approved, we'll be able to fund at least part of every project that was requested. Those projects were split up between the communities of Grantsville, Laughlin, Mountain Lake Park, Oakland, and various nonprofits throughout the county. Also, as part of this, the governor put in an additional $1 million in local parks and playground money that also was distributed between the eight municipalities, Grantsville, Laughlin, Accident, Deer Park, Friendsville, Kitzmiller, Mountain Lake Park, and Oakland. And again, 11 projects submitted for that money, and every one of them were either all or at least partially funded. So about $1.5 million to go out into the communities in Garrett County to upgrade our parks and various recreational facilities. Do we have a motion? And all of this will be specifically put out once approved, so everybody knows exactly what projects and what communities are getting what. We have all seen these in advance, so if I will entertain a motion to approve the recommendation of the Planning Commission to fund these projects.
Make a motion that we accept these as presented.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion.
Was there anything in here for the ball fields?
Yes, there is.
What line is that?
It's the last one. Yeah, there's 38. I think it's like $38,000 or $36,000. Broadford Park ball fields, $34,986.
Is it the first page or second?
No, it's the second page, item 17, the very last. Go to the back of the page there.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't see it.
That's why.
It cut off.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
I thought I saw it on there. Right, though, it's not on this.
My mistake, it didn't do
okay.
It.
Okay, yep. I just want to make sure.
Yep, yep.
Thank you.
And we did call them and have a conversation with them okay. about submitting a more detailed plan for next year.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions on the motion?
My apologies.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do have some bids to approve. Mr. Nall, what do you have for us here?
Yes, sir. We have one bid tonight, bid number 220609S, corrugated steel planks for bridge decking. This is for the Bear Hill Road and the Old Frostburg Road bridges. We received one bid from U.S. Bridge for the Bear Hill Road Bridge, $14,155.10, and for the Old Frostburg Road Bridge, $9,436.50. After reviewing the bids for compliance and based on feedback with the Roads Division, the recommendation is to award the bid to U.S. Bridge in the total amount of $23,591.60. The budget for this project was $23,593.
Excellent. Questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the recommendation to award bid number 22-0609S, the two bridges to U.S. Bridge for the total sum of $23,591.60?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question of motion. All
came
those in favor say
came
aye.
40 cents under budget?
Yeah, we came in under budget, though, right?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, just a couple of announcements real quick, and then we'll open the floor to see if anybody has anything to say. Our next publicly scheduled meeting is Monday, August 1st, and that will be held at the Appleton Community Center. Again, as we travel around, there will be a special meeting on Monday the 11th, which is this coming Monday, at the courthouse at 1:30 to approve a couple of statutes that we had a public reading on last week. If you're interested in those, you can go to our website and check it out. As of yet, I think maybe we only got one comment at all.
Yes.
That's out there. If you're interested, just go to the Garrett County website and look at that, or attend the meeting if you would like. And then on the 1st of August, we'll be in Appleton. Once again, Shane, thanks for letting us come down here and utilize your facility. Appreciate it. I also want to say to the residents of Bloomington, years ago when we first started, we came down here, and the conversation then was we had to redo the water system, if you remember that. We had to redo some water system stuff, and the biggest concern we heard loud and clear from the residents was that you can't afford any more taxes to fix the water system. And we understood that through the hard work of our finance department and our facilities department and Mr. Nall with basically a decree from us saying don't raise these people's taxes in the ad valorem, we were able to replace that system without raising any taxes. So everything down here, we did keep our word to you. We tried very hard to do that. We told you we would, and I'm very proud to say that we were able to accomplish that. So you do have basically a new water system down here that was much needed, no doubt. And we were able to do that without raising your ad valorem taxes. And I think we're all pretty happy about that and pretty proud about that. So we haven't been able to come back down since because of COVID to share that. I know you guys knew it was finished and everything, but it's just nice to be able to come back and say we told you we'd do something, and that's what we did. So
is it working okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So with that, that's all. That's everything on our agenda. Basically, we do these to try to hear from residents, answer questions, engage with the communities. So we'll open the floor. If anybody has any questions or comments, we'd be happy to take them. Don't everybody talk at once.
Everything's going pretty good. Of course, I don't know anything going on.
That's all good. Shane, since you're the de facto mayor of the town, I think, down here. We knew the water system was a major concern. It was the big concern of Bloomington for many years. That's sort of fixed now. What if there was one big issue in Bloomington, or at least the biggest issue right now, what would that be?
I still think they have a lot of problem with the feed lines, you know, not the plant itself. Plant's great, but it's just what needs renewed. And you can ask them guys too, but I know they talk about a lot of water leaks, and we've seen a lot of water leaks here in town. The streets are pretty good shape. There is a couple, they did cut brush down here, but I had a couple of people ask me about, like, these couple side roads, about cutting brush, and that ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
Other than that, that'd be about it. That'd be probably your worst thing, is just their supply. I guess that's what you would call it.
Supply back to the houses.
You know, they put blue line in here as well. What's 1982? I can remember when they did all this. And a lot of these people had to replace their own lines going into their house, but that's what was at that time. And it's just right where it comes off the tap, you know, and goes to the meter. A lot of times they have leaks. But other than that, that would be about it. I mean, that ain't terrible. But
that is on our project list.
How's broadband access here? I mean, do you have Comcast?
Got Comcast at my house. It works good. We got Comcast here. They did bring down that thing back when COVID started, and nobody's ever come back and got it. It's still sitting there. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you.
So like a hotspot or something?
Yeah, it's like a hotspot thing. I don't know who it belongs to.
All right.
We finally unplugged it there when the kids went back to school and that, but it stayed here plugged in for a long time.
I bet maybe the school brought it down. I bet that's from the school system.
It might have been. I can't remember who even brought it.
Did the kids come in here to do work?
No, they was thinking that the parents was going to bring them down to here, you know, the parking lot for people who didn't have it. But, yeah, there was a few. But there wasn't
not very many.
But if you have Comcast, that's usually, I have Comcast, it's pretty good.
Yeah, Comcast's pretty good here, yes.
35 down in Bloomington, for Nathaniel, that's at $1.3 million the Troon got us money for.
Yeah, so two comments to that, Shane. One, the supply line is on our project list of things to do, so that's, we're aware of that, and that'll be something that I'm sure will be addressed here. I don't know if it'll be addressed this summer, but soon. You know when that's slated to be?
I do not, no.
Okay. The other thing is we made an announcement a while back, and it'll become official, I believe. Is that one official?
Yes, that one's official.
We were able to work with our congressional delegation in D.C., and our first major, what it used to be called earmarks, I forget what they're called now. They changed the name of it to try to make it sound like something different, but... we got about $1.5 million to run internet down Backbone down to Bloomington specifically. So there will be a opportunity for a major enhancement of a quality internet down here for those that may not have Comcast or off the beaten path where Comcast doesn't go to. So that'll be, I think, a major win for you all down here who have access to that once it's completed.
I do have a question, and I think you've done with through this. And with Comcast TV, we get Pittsburgh here. Did you go through this about a year or two ago? And but, it got shot?
I think we've gone through it about three times now.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, right here in Luke, they get Maryland, yep. Hagerstown, and all that, and we get Pittsburgh right here.
It's the long. It's a long. Legal answer that doesn't make a lot of sense, but the short Cliff's Notes version of it is Garrett County is in the Pittsburgh market. The FCC did this back in the 20s or 30s whenever they did that, and we've always been there, and they've never changed that. We did look into changing it. There's a lot to that. There are a lot of people, there are some people in Garrett County that tried to make it seem like it was a very cheap and easy thing to do. That is not the case. It is certainly not easy, and I would argue not cheap. And so we decided not to pursue it, because even if we did pay the money and go through all the stuff, there's no guarantee they would actually approve it at the end of the day. And there is no way that we could get, we would have to change our, I forget what it's called, marketing area, basically, and it would either go to Baltimore or D.C., but I believe we wouldn't even have the choice of picking which one it went to. We could get thrown into D.C. or Baltimore. We wouldn't get to pick, and we'd lose all the Pittsburgh stuff. We put a poll out, non-scientific, admittedly, but just people. We probably got more comments on changing the TV in Garrett County than anything else in the 8 years we've been in office other than fracking. I mean, we got hundreds of emails and letters from people, and I would say about 85% of them were, "Don't take my Pittsburgh channels, I want Pittsburgh." But there were some people that very much wanted others, and a lot of people said on both sides, if we can have both, that'd be great. What we have found is that that's not a possibility. It is one or the other, and we're not sure what the other would be if we went that way. So that's the long and short of it.
Which carrier do they have that they get Hagerstown on? Who's that with?
Well, Comcast. Luke right here across the line, yeah. They get Maryland news, like Hagerstown, Washington, and all
Comcast.
That.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In Bloomington, we got Pittsburgh. Myself, I want the Maryland news. You know, I don't really care what happens out of Pittsburgh. But
we kind of feel the same way as you. But, excuse me.
Then water lines ever come up, please let us have a little bit of input where hydrants go, if you put hydrants back in. Mm-hmm. When they put these hydrants in here years ago, I mean, they work for us, don't get me wrong, but we'd like to have a couple more different locations, you know, placement better, yep. A little bit of what they are.
Make a note of that, yep. Make sure we talk about it. Anything else? Questions, comments, concerns?
Are you concerned you need hydrants now? Or
no,
you,
I mean, we're fine.
You okay
we
for it? Okay.
We got everything figured
okay.
out, Ned, but...
Because we could look at that.
Done, we'd just like to have a couple more okay. in different locations. Make it a little bit easier for get fire trucks back if we hit a hydrant, you know, and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, like this next street up, it ain't got no hydrants on at all. We'd have to use this hydrant right here and lay out around or up this old alleyway or all the way up around this road, you know, to even get to a hydrant. And the next one's clean up once, what is that, Virginia Avenue? Cleaned up almost out to the apartments, you know, on this side. Now, we do got one up here at the church, above the church, but that's above this road, you know, from us going up there. Just a little bit different
sure.
replacement,
okay. yep.
you know, situations.
Anything else? Guys, take it easy on us now.
Doing good.
Yeah.
You got no complaints.
That's good. That's good. Commissioner Titchell, anything to say?
As it's already been stated, that you know we are happy to come down here and reach out, because I remember also when we first, the first time we came here, stated that Bloomington's a forgotten area of the county, and we wanted to change that. You know, COVID kind of stepped in there and stopped us from coming down, but I truly enjoy coming down to your farmer's banquet and, you know, having our meeting here once a year. And, you know, it's appreciated that you all let us do that. We really do appreciate it.
Well, we didn't invite none this year just due to the COVID yet. It's still floating around. But hopefully this is gone, and hopefully we can come back with it. Like everybody here next year. So
we're all over.
It was just kind of like a family thing or a company thing this year. We didn't invite no other neutral aid companies.
Mr. Heimball?
No, well, you kind of said it already, but there's a lot of things about being a commissioner that aren't fun. But when you're able to do something to help somebody and promise you're going to do something and keep your word, it's pretty rewarding. So that's being able to do things like we did to help you all with the water is the good part of the job. So, yeah. Thanks.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, once again, thanks for letting us come down. Shane, thanks for letting us use the hall. And we'll be back next year for a public meeting. We do have this one. As we move around, we try to keep Kitzmiller and Bloomington as two we go to every year, and then we rotate the other ones around. But those are the ones that have repeatedly said no one ever comes there, and they feel kind of left out. So we try to hit that and then hit some of the other places. So we do appreciate it. And if there's nothing else, we'll take a motion to adjourn. So, meeting adjourned.